Hello, Rapture-centric. Hello, hello, Judy here. I was having so much fun. I just made another jackass vid that I totally forgot to host the show. I forgot Jerry's busy because his daughter's in town. So welcome. It looks like Tana's here, and Tom's here, and Keith is here. So let's get this party started. I will post my video I just made. I'm sorry. I'm just being silly because the Lord, you know, he's happy. So welcome, Ben. Welcome, Gemma. Welcome, Billy. Can you guys hear me okay? I unmuted you.
Yeah.
Hi.
I love you.
It is the month of November.
Yeah, we can hear you fine.
Love you,
okay,
Jesus.
Good. Well, we love you, Daddy. Let's just get our show started. Sorry, guys, I'm 5 minutes late. Lord, we love you so much. We give you glory. Have glory in your church today. And we thank you that you're coming to get us today. It was really fun. And we were joking that we should make tonight's show Rapture Ranting, but I did so many rants on videos I made today that I'm all out of ranting. The Lord has me cracking up. But okay, I made a bunch of private videos that I'm going to show just family with my cat hat on, and I'll post them in chat, okay? But don't like them or anything because they're private, and then I'll take them down. But anyway, I'm just having fun. But, you know, if you never had a good rapture rant, just ticked off, you know, you should have been here. I could have sworn he was getting us on Halloween, I'm telling you, because that would have been so shady. So, but, you know, we're here. That's okay, though, because, you know, we're in the final countdown. He's coming this year. So welcome. There's so many people calling. Welcome, Surabelle and Grandma Pat and Raina all the way from Canada. Is that you, Raina?
Okay.
And Raina, I just want to say that I love Canada because they make the best duct tape. For all my toys that are made in China that I have to fix with duct tape, Canada does it. I can just leave America out of it 100%. I only have to use America to go to Target and use American currency. But after that, it's all about broken toys from China and duct tape from Canada that fixes them. So praise the Lord.
I think my duct tape... So, Kentucky or Tennessee when I looked.
Oh, yours is from Tennessee? I hope Alana made it into chat. Alana, did she make it in there? Oh, she made it in. Okay, she thought we pooped because I was late to church. Yeah, can everyone check their duct tape for me and tell me where it was made? I'm just curious. If it's made in China, I don't think it's going to fix your toys that broke from China or whatever it is that you have, your tweezers or your, you know, whatever.
Mine isn't.
Yeah?
Mine doesn't say.
Really?
Mine doesn't
say. Well, that's illegal.
Yeah,
that's probably under, I think it's underground duct tape because it's a law that you have to have where it's made. So you have some illegal contraband, and I would get off the phone now before you get arrested by the New World Order.
Oh, man. It's from duct tape, or no, it's called, ducttape.com. So.
Oh, check.
Oh! Made in,
but it's really good.
Oh, maybe that's an. You know what?
Online.
That might be the country. you know, it might be a new world order country, ducktape.com. Maybe it's in South America or something.
I have something, I have something to share, though. I have something to share.
Share. That's what this show is all about. Thank you, Tom.
Okay.
First of all, I just want to say thank you for calling, and take it away, Tom.
All righty. Well, I'm looking at the sky right now, and there's this star that's, like, moving. It's really cold here, right? And just, like, out of the blue. But I was asking my grandma today. I was like, Grandma, if I'm still here, because I talk to her like that so that she knows that I'm ready to leave. I'm like, if I'm still here for my birthday, I wanna get a hoodie poncho. And I was like looking at all these hoodies and stuff like that all day on Pinterest. And then my grandma was like, I have one you can have. And she pulled out this green poncho with a hoodie. And I was like, oh, my goodness. It's like, I don't know. Just like, that's really cool. I was asking Jesus if I can get one. I was like, oh, I need one, but I don't want to wait till my birthday because it's super cold. And then there you go. She gave me one. And I was like, oh, my goodness.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
Aw, grandma.
Yeah, Hopefully we're not
really
here
warm.
In the deep freedom to have to dress up like an Eskimo. Because I'm cold out here right now.
It's getting cold.
I'm going to have to put
on.
The poncho is keeping me warm.
32 tomorrow.
I'm warm.
Well, it's cold.
That's so cool. I love ponchos.
Oh, I love ponchos.
Yeah.
There was a 7.1 earthquake in... what did I tell y'all? Fiji Islands today. They upgraded it from 6.9 to 7.1.
Wow.
And then I guess it's 6.0.
Oh, I see that.
Today.
It's all 6.9 and it was upgraded. Wow. Okay.
Wow.
Yep. And you guys know Bangladesh is without power. Just a few little areas are getting their power. And I think they're attributing that to CME activity and stuff with India.
Good.
They share power. I never did make it to Bangladesh in my travels. I almost did. But what I'm saying is it's starting. It is starting. So we're seeing all the signs. It's exciting. I woke up today. Listen, I know we didn't expect to be here in November, but remember the 5th of November. We are leaving. And it's exciting. And so at this point, if you guys want a rapture rant, you can. I really can't do it because I made a bunch of rapture rant videos, and I have another one I'm about to post. But who wants to rant? Anybody want to rant?
I have a mirror.
Rapture ranting is
thing
being...
To share.
Oh, okay. Share, Keith.
Not the rapture stuff, but it's a miracle because God does miracles, and this one I'd register in the miracle book because... Like, after we left Vegas, we moved in with some friends of ours. We stayed there for 60 days. You know, they're Christian, but they're not rapture-centric. So they thought they were, but they just didn't want to talk about the rapture ever. So, but we rattled their cage. So they're, you know, then we moved to I met this friend on YouTube, and I've been helping her with discerning videos and stuff for a couple years now. But the Lord reminded me that she has a house in Burbank. He told me that, you know, don't forget, you know, her name's Debbie. Debbie's got a house in Burbank. So I talked to her and she said, yeah, you guys can stay there. You know, my brother and I, it's a house straight out of the 50s. Burbank is against the mountain here. It's where all the studios are, NBC and all the studios are. But the house is like all 50s housing tract, like straight out of the 50s. Real, real small houses. But the thing is, there's a woman that, she doesn't live here. She lives in another state. But she has a woman living in the house who's straight out, she's basically the devil incarnate, let me tell you. For me to say someone is totally evil, it says a lot, because it's like, whoa. She claimed she was Christian, but she just vile things, just like, whoa. I was like, even I walked in the house, I saw total darkness everywhere. I saw three demons around her, and it was crazy. So she was living here and calling, you know, my friend Debbie every day, saying my brother was trying to murder her cat, and just making up the most horrendous, crazy, insane things. So I said, well, we're going to pray this out then. So when we first got here, I said, every day I'm going to pray that the Lord would, you know, move her out of the house, which will be a miracle of God because she's been here 10 years and she just refused to budge. So I prayed every day, Lord, please move her out. This is, the Lord told me, he said, I scanned the globe to find you a home. He said he scanned people all over the world to find us a home, and most Christians said no. He said, this one said yes. So he said, this is the home I found you. So I said, okay, so we're going to stay here, Lord, so please move her out. Because she just is not, you know, and she basically said she's never going to leave, blah, blah, blah. Well, yesterday she moved all her stuff out in a U-Haul and just got the heck out of here. So,
wow.
I mean, that's like, yeah, believe me, that's like a total miracle. I'm thanking the Lord. Lord, you truly do miracles, because this is a miracle of all miracles. I mean, yeah. So, like, now so I told my friend that we're going to stay here until the rapture. She thinks, you know, 90 days, but she's open to us staying longer now. And she wants, so now I'm praying that I can manage the house, because she was having her manage it. And I told her, you know, I used to manage an apartment complex. So I'd be better at the job. So we're calling this our new home, and we're going to stay here until the rapture. And I'm thanking the Lord for it, for my second miracle, that we can stay here, you know, which is looking really good all the time. So I just wanted to share that God can tap people on the shoulder and make them do things that they just would never think about.
True.
You know, and that's what he does. Usually he'll have like an angel whisper in their ear, and then they'll just do it, and then they'll later, you know. So I was like, I'm really happy, you know. So, yay, thank you, Lord, for the miracle, our new home.
That's good.
Yeah, and so Pat, when you come out here, you can come visit us in Burbank.
I will, honey.
From your sister.
Yeah, she's on Lincoln, yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Okay, we're on Glen Oaks, so Glen Oaks and Buena Vista, we're not far.
Okay,
so
right, thank you. Whenever, dear God. Hopefully in the air. I'll meet you over California. Over
Connor
California.
Connor will come over, and we'll have Judy come over and make pizza for you.
I'll make pizza for you, sure. Sure, love to. When you guys get a chance later, I'll read Lana. She's got some numbers on here. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my goodness.
Cool.
Oh, my goodness. Jerry will like this one. But maybe we can get people on.
All right, Judy, back to you.
Yeah.
Well, I see the train a-coming. It's coming around the bend. I haven't seen the sunshine, and I don't know when. And I'm stuck on the earth's prison, and time keeps dragging on.
Yeah,
I like that, Ben. That's cool.
Wow.
That was awesome, Ben.
Ben, you're a great singer.
Yeah,
I posted a rap video. I didn't even finish it. I was trying to remake Eminem's, but I didn't really like the way it turned out.
All right, we'll start doing some rap videos, and that's going to be a new trend here.
Goes with the rants.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what I thought about when we were talking about we seeing it all coming. I'm like, yep. I thought about that, like, first line of that song, I see the train coming.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to be on that train, let me tell you.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah.
Who thinks we're leaving in November? Raise your hand. Say aye.
Aye. I guess it's today's November, then yes.
Yep. And you know what? My sister's birthday is November. My sister's birthday is
so
November
8th. Those are my sisters.
Really?
Connor's birthday is November 4th.
Yeah, mine's today.
Yeah, we have to leave before. Yeah, we're leaving before Tana's birthday.
Yeah,
we are.
Yeah.
And then she's
leaving
in the
before
8th,
Thanksgiving.
The 11th. Tomahawk is the 11th.
And I'll leave before.
My birthday is 10
days. That's right. In 10 days. Oh, and guess what, Tomahawk?
Yep.
We did research on that fair that your friend went to.
Yeah.
And we looked online, and that fair ends November 8th. Isn't that cool? And remember his rap dream was during the fair? It ends the 8th, Saturday. Isn't that cool?
Cool.
Oh, man. That's awesome.
Yes, it is.
No way, I know. Jerry's like, he's such a geek. He's like, what's that?
I had a dream that I, like, I think it was the other night, but, my mom, like, I saw the Christmas tree, and my mom, like, had all this stuff under the Christmas tree, and I went to go under see under the Christmas tree, and there was, like, canvases and paints and stuff like that. I was like, no! I was like, I can't, because I'm going home.
Because,
like,
oh.
I don't know, I just, like.
That was your dream?
Like, it's funny, too, because the time that Jesus told me to stop painting was when I ran out of everything. Pretty much. Because I was working for him every day, and you know how I said, like, he told me to, like, when I first started, like, working for him, he was like, take your time on all your projects. He's like, sometimes rest and stuff like that. And I was like, no. I was like, I'm not going to rest because I wanted to, like, get his message out as much as I could. And I like, barely rest. And he told me to. But, yeah.
Yep. I love it because, Tom, whenever you share about how you gave up painting because the Lord asked you, it's the same thing with my biking. I'm a cyclist. And I got rid of 3 bikes. And that was huge.
Oh, man.
That's, like, huge. That's, like, your painting. Like, I have a serious, like, lust problem because, like, if I'm at a park or something and I see a biker or we're driving down the road and I see bikers and it's the bike, I start, like, going, I can't look. My sister has to tell me, don't look. Because I could just picture, I start going in this whole thing where I can picture myself going down a big hill and I'm riding out to Bodega Bay and
going
to come back. And, oh, my gosh. And I can't. I have to stop myself. And so I get it. Like, you know, he doesn't ask everyone to do that, but you know, he wanted your painting and he wanted my cyclist, my little cycle life, and he got it. And I'm glad for it, but I'm not going to lie. Like, I cannot wait to get on a bike. That's going to be fun. And that's why I can barely look. Like, because see, I live in biking country here. Yeah. It's going to be so cool.
ET.
Yeah. And, yeah, it's going to be great. I'm so glad I did
my 2012.
What?
In 2012, God asked me to give up my bowling league. That was my whole life. I loved it. So I'm going to bowl in heaven. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, I have, like, a bowling ball and all the equipment and everything. So I'm going to bowl in heaven, and my team's going to win because Jesus is going to be on it. So.
Wow.
We're going to win every game.
That's so cool. Bowling. I didn't know you gave that up. For him.
Yeah, he asked me one day in the middle of the league, he said, "And once you leave your bowling," I was like, "Oh man, this is the hardest thing in the world for me. I love bowling. It's all my whole life is bowling."
Mm-hmm.
And I just said, "Okay, Lord, if you want to do it, then I'll do it." So I still think about it a lot. So, but I'm going to do it in heaven for sure.
And, you know, that's so cool because, you know, after you give up something like that and you might think about it and, like, if you're like me, you start dreaming about it and you're like, no, I won't. But the thing is, the Lord told me when I was like, maybe I should, I just can't believe my bikes are gone. This is so crazy. And he was like, and then my sister that same day, she said, "I'm so glad because if you didn't give up your bikes, I would never get to hang out with you because you were never, if you weren't spending time with your son, you were biking. And I never got to hang out with you." And as a result, I started hiking with my sister, which I would have never hiked. I hate walking. I hate walking. I'm either like, I really do. I seriously hate walking. I like biking. I bike everywhere. Even if it's just like across the street instead of walk, I'd rather get on my bike and go across the street. And I don't like jogging, running, any of that. I like yoga and cycling. And so my sister, I already see the blessing in that. You know, when I was questioning, like, Lord, did I have to give up? I mean, come on, it's been 11 months, and I just want to get on a bike and go. And you know, he kept bringing little things like that to show me, you know, everything that you did. It wasn't just for him. It's also for the people in your life. I mean, I don't know, but he'll show you because I realized it was for my sister. And as a result, we got to hang out a lot and spend time together. And I didn't know how much she treasured that. I just didn't know. I just figured when I say hi and bye, you know, it's enough, I guess. And put it on the table. And okay, go ahead. So anyway, so I don't know, Tom, maybe with your painting or Keith with your bowling, is there things that you can think of that God did in place of that, you know?
Well, I know also, like, painting wasn't really, like, didn't keep me away from my family, really, because I was, like, with them, and I would show them my art. And, like, when the morning when I had my dream about when Jesus showed me the meteors coming down to earth and, like, water rising up, like, it was such a beautiful dream. And I told my grandma, I was like, she's like, paint it. I know that it was Jesus speaking to her. She's like, paint it, do it. It's like, go. But also skateboarding, too, because right when I came down here. It was about 10 months ago, almost, yeah, about 10 months ago. And I went and got on my skateboard for the first time here, and my wheel just rolled off my skateboard. And I was just like, I know it was you. and it would, too, because it would, like, keep me away from, like, him and also my family, too. And there's, like, no skate parks here, so, like, nobody skates down here except for people on, like, sidewalks I see sometimes. But I'm just like, I gave away my skateboard to this little kid that lives near here, and I just, like, gave away everything, like, all my stuff. Except for painting.
Yeah, you're going to have to show me how to skate in heaven. Because I don't know. That's the one thing I hadn't done is skateboard.
It's going to be so fun because we're not going to be able to get hurt or anything. It's just going to be...
Yeah, yeah. No busted up knees or anything.
Yep. And you know what's so cool, though, about giving up these things? You know, at the Lord's prompting, okay? Like, if he didn't tell you to, don't, people. And you guys should... Everyone knows that. I'm talking to people who, you know, specifically it was a calling to give up these things. It's really precious because... You can feel the anointing on it. Like, even though I'm dying to ride a bike, I when I look at bikers and stuff and they're going down the road, and especially when there's groups of them, because I love riding in lines where you go on, you get each other's wind and you get going and you go like hundreds. You just before you know it, you're deep in the wine country and you've gone like 85 miles.
Wow.
And you just, doesn't even, a minute went by. And the thing is, so when I see them on the lines on the road, because that's, I usually ride with in groups when I would go. I rode alone, too, but I did groups a lot. And the thing is, there's a satisfaction because a lot of the things that God wanted to accomplish in me, he wouldn't have done if I went back to work and if I was biking. It would not have been accomplished because there's something precious about the pain of giving something up even. But it's holy and it's good, and only you know it, you know, when you do it. But I will say that I do have that satisfaction, and I have peace and joy, and so I know it's the right thing to do, and I know that it was right. It, you know, on times where if I would have known, like he knows, if he would have told me we were going to be here 11 months, I wouldn't have given up. I wouldn't have given up nothing. I wouldn't give up the car, nothing. I'm like, you're crazy, Lord. But I'm so glad the way that God works, because he just. We go, you know, one day at a time, and we're obedient and faithful to what he tells us to do that day. And we just live it out one day at a time, and he's coming one day at a time. He is coming. He is coming now. And these things are so precious because everything that we gave up for his appearing, we're going to get back 100-fold. And I feel the joy in that. Like, I feel the anticipation and the excitement of that. It's kind of like someone who quits eating sugar for a year, and then when they finally get to eat it again, they don't crave it as much because their body lost it, but they're excited to eat it. They can't wait to eat it. You know, like, I mean, I just can't wait to get on a golden bike and fly.
Yeah, it's like after fasting and finally eating that first piece of food.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Yep.
I'm going to give up my acting career. I gave up pursuing my acting career, but I still have, I don't pursue it, but I have my age for the most part. I used to go to workshops all the time. I haven't gone to any workshops. My agent still calls, and I go to the auditions he gets me, but, you know, it would be great if I book something, but it's not like, I'm not like, yeah, you know, I need to do this. I need to. You know, it's not that anymore. Because I know my career is
right.
Going to happen. I don't want to build. I'm not going to build up my treasures on earth. I want to build up my treasures in heaven. So, I want my acting career to be in heaven. That's what I care about. Because this earth is gone.
That's awesome.
For me this evening, being still took on like a whole new meaning for me. It's not just so much. Getting away from the noise of the world and the distractions in it, it's more like appreciating, like taking more notice of the little things too. Because I started noticing, like I was starting to talk in more adjectives today instead of being like, "Oh, well, look, I'm reading a book." No, I was like, "I'm in a room with a with a warm heater and next to sitting on my bed next to a dimly lit window, and." You know, and reading a book, and then I was, you know, talking about, like, I was just having a conversation with some people in the Facebook chat and talking about the how I like summertime a lot better than winter. And, you know, how this Louisiana soil over here is a lot more moist and soft. And, like, one of the ways I like to stay cool is to, you always go barefoot everywhere anyway, and just put my feet down inside the soil and start, you know, like dig up a little trench or something like that, you know, not like all, but, you know. And, yeah, I was really today really just wanting to, you know, it's like a little different. Like, I wanted to spend more time alone, like really, really, like, meditating, contemplating, and just seriously thinking about stuff. Like, some stuff would pop up in my head, like, you know, like I couldn't get over how there's some people who know so much in the world about, you know, some of the stuff we know about, you know, a lot of the churches are fake and you got to be yourself and things like that, but they deny God all the time. They're like, you know, like one person I know, he said, he went around telling people that he was God. He didn't believe God existed. And, you know, he did have a lot of hate, but he also had, like, but see, I was confused about that. But it was like, while I was, you know, explaining it to people, like, the answer came to me. Like, I was typing out to them, like, I don't understand why they do this, and, you know, why they know so much, which is really kind of, like, kind of common knowledge in a way, but they deny God. Like, how do they do this? And I was typing it out to them, and the answer came. They only got half the picture. You know, they're looking at this worldly knowledge, but they don't have the spiritual knowledge. They don't have the spiritual insight, you know, and that's something that only the Holy Spirit can bring. And so even though they're wise in those things, you know, they're spiritually dead. Like, their spiritual eyes are not open, so therefore they only got half the, you know, they really don't have anything right. But, I mean, they're right in a lot of respects, but because, you know, I've encountered a lot of people like that. Like, you know, people think it's high Christian knowledge to know that going, you know, getting outside of a four-walled church in this time is a good thing. They're like, you know, that's so radical. That's just common knowledge with a lot of people, but they still don't, you know, they still deny God. And that's one of the reasons. But I was just like, that was my day today. I just spent a lot of time in quiet and contemplation and things like that. And I actually enjoyed it. You know, it's like, you know, the Bible verse that says, you know, he who takes pleasure in small things is happy. You know, normally I'd just be like, hey, guys, what are you doing? Oh, I'm just reading a book. But, you know, I don't like wintertime, but I actually enjoy that I have a little small heater next to my bed and, you know, things like that. But anyway, I mean, I just wanted to share that. That was my day today. But.
Cool. Thanks for sharing that, Rafa.
Thank you, Ben. We love you. Share such great stuff. It's cool.
I know. He blessed me.
I always enjoy Ben's stuff.
Can you hear me all?
Yeah, we can hear you. Share.
I love you. Israel, there was that. I don't know if y'all heard, but Israel was bombed last night or early today. Gaza.
Oh, I didn't hear that.
Gaza. Bombed to Gaza. By Gaza or something, yeah. Just thought I'd let you know that, yeah, there's some bombing happening over there again. We're out of here.
A bomb? Yeah, I didn't know about that bomb. That's news to me.
Yeah,
I
tried to find an article. I posted it, I want to say, Facebook chat or something last night. I'm trying to find it. Exactly. I got it from Yahoo News or something.
Is it cold in California right now?
I think
no,
so.
It's actually, well, in Northern California where I live, it's hot in the sun, but there's a cool breeze. There's a little chill, you know, but if you're in the sun,
yeah,
it's hot.
Yeah,
that's kind of California weather most of the time, and even in the winter, you always get your sun, and then you get your cool weather. We had rain last night in L.A. for the first time in, like, 1,000 years. First
yeah, it was raining pretty hard, and then today,
yeah.
Like, it's, like, early, low 60s, which...
I didn't
like,
see no like trick or treater, so yeah.
It's like 64. It's like 64 today, and there's like a little. Oh, it's a cool. It feels like fall.
Yeah, it's nice. It's sunny, but
tomorrow.
Beautiful, but nice and cool. The trick or treaters got rained on, so they didn't show up or something. So I was looking for them, but
it's gonna be 33 degrees tomorrow.
What?
Over here in Florida. Yeah.
Oh no. That for Florida? Wow.
Yeah.
That's too cold.
It's like
I can't.
Germany.
I can't do below like six. Like high 50s is too much. More than that, my body just can't. I just can't handle it. I think in California we're just not used to that. That's too cold though. That's really cold.
Yeah.
That's not normal there, right?
I don't know. It's like Florida's weird. Like they'll have like it'll be cold one day and it'll be hot the next day and then it'll be cold and.
Wow.
It'll be like I think they saw their like a little bit of snow like 2 years ago. And they were like, let's build a snowman, but it was just like I was just like, no, it's not gonna snow that much. It's not even it doesn't even snow here. At all.
Yeah. So we have a bomb, we have power outages, we have CMEs. We have, did you guys see that article that Michelle's divorcing Obama or something like that? I laughed so hard.
Yeah.
I guess she's,
I guess the prayers are working.
Whatever. he has to go find another guy, I guess.
I think I've seen that four times already. They were talking about divorce, so the internet said, I don't know, but that's like it popped up four different times.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you guys, I didn't even see this. There was a mega quake, a 7.1, 25 minutes ago. Is that the guy? Were you guys saying that?
Yeah. If it's in Fiji, yes. Otherwise,
That's the Fiji one. Wow. Okay. I thought you said that, but I know there was a 6 point something, but I didn't know there.
Yeah, they upgraded. It was 6.1 originally, and they upgraded it to 7.1.
Wow. That deserves a song. That totally deserves a song. Anybody want to make a request? I mean, that deserves a good song.
I want. Go ahead, Tommy.
Did you download that song that Ben and I sang?
Oh, what's it?
Or Benson?
Yeah, what's it? Jerry probably did. What's it called?
Love at First Sight.
Okay, I bet it's here. It's Jerry. Jerry's a good jackass. He does everything right.
He's in chat. Maybe he'll tell you. Jerry, did you download
that song? Here it is. It is here. Yay. Love at First Sight. Okay, let's do that. Okay, Lord, we're going to worship you. We love you, Daddy. Poof.
I was going crazy, just
that song. I love it when people give us songs, because I wouldn't have ever heard a song like that. Ben, what was the song that you sent? What was the title?
Sky Trees. It gets me hammered every time. I like that song,
okay,
too. I like a lot of them, by Thomas Prince.
Okay, Sky Trees, here we go.
Thank you.
Well, I went ahead and stopped that song because the RCC chat room said that they could not understand the strange sounds in that song. I don't know if the sound quality is not there. But
it wasn't playing over my phone. It was just all garbled up and stuff. I didn't get to hear it.
Well, you can hear it when it's in the archives for some reason when you're on the phone, but the people in chat were saying it was weird. But I knew that Billy said it's a techno space new age drone. I like Ben's style of music. I think it's cool, but everyone's trying to figure out. Yeah, galactical. That's right. It's just, you know what? You have to be a turtle to get it. So maybe y'all can hear this in the chat room. All you complaining about Ben's song, why don't you listen to this? That's Ben farting. Just kidding. Here we go. And that was actually really Jerry playing his trumpet. He held his breath for that long. Isn't that cool?
Oh, Lord Jesus. That's awesome. Oh, so I found the thing. It's a rocket launched from Gaza towards Israel yesterday morning. And then Jared in late night chat was saying there's a whole bunch of stuff in Back to the Future about November 5th. I don't know exactly everything he was sharing, but there's stuff about Back to the Future November 5th. And I says, does Jerry know? He's like, I think so, but I don't know if you know, Jerry, that in Back to the Future there's a whole bunch about November 5th. Anyway.
Oh, wow. Well, that just makes me think of this.
I went for a plate down at Nick Tahoe's. The line was long and they ran out of cherry cola. C-O-L-A cola. I went outside and I met a man. He sneezed on me, now I'm coming down with Ebola. E-B-O-L-A Ebola. Oh no no Ebola. Now I've spent 10 days on the can. I've lost 10 pounds and I'm less of a man because Ebola. E-B-O-L-A, Ebola. Well, I'm not dumb, but I can't understand why the president didn't stop this guy back in Africa. Now I have Ebola. You must have Ebola.
Enough of this silliness in the Lord's church. Do you think heaven's going to be laughing over this stuff? Do you? Yes, it is. And we shall be laughing too. Does anyone have anything to share?
I got a little.
Anyone have a rapture rant? Yeah, go ahead, Jen. Tell us.
No, I was just saying, I got a little offended today. I was just watching, you know, in a good way, I guess. I was watching John Crowder's like latest video, and he brought up an interesting point about, you know, and it seems to be, you know, like a lot of people's minds. I'm just going to blankly say that, you know, but especially mine, like even though I know better, but like a lot of times, like when people go and praise God, they think they're doing it in a way like, think, you know, God is omnipotent. He needs nothing. He created everything. So why would he have an ego that needs to be stroked? Why would he have, you know, and if you think about it that way, like when you go and worship God, you're not, you know, he doesn't need you to tell him how, you know, great he is, because he, you know, he is great, you know. But if you think about it that way, it puts things in a whole new perspective. Anyway, like later in the video, he was talking about something that Osteen said that got him into a lot of trouble and stuff. But, you know, that quote that lady said, you know, when we go to church, you know, I forgot how she put it, but, you know, and then in the video he said, you know, and a lot of people, I think what she said was, we go to church, we're praising God, we're not doing it for him, we're doing it for ourselves. And I'm like, yeah, I don't know about that. But anyway, a lot of people were upset about that, because really, I don't really watch the Joel Osteens either, you know, because I think they're just a heretical church, you know. But and he, uh-huh. you know, he commended her for that. And then I was thinking, what? And he said, a lot of people don't like them because they're, you know, a bunch of, you know, they don't like them because they're preaching a happy message. Well, and I got to thinking, no, for me, that's not the case. I said, I just don't want to listen because, you know, God said a lot of these mega churches are just preaching too much prosperity, and they're not, you know, people are flocking to hear the wrong messages and stuff. Anyway, and then he ended up by saying, but I don't watch the Osteens myself. I was like, oh, okay, well, maybe that's why he could say that, because he doesn't watch them, you know. But anyway, I don't watch them either. But it was
right.
It was just like an interesting thought. He brings up a lot of good points in a lot of his videos.
Yes,
and stuff,
he does.
So.
Yeah. And Ben is talking about John Crowder. He is a non-religious preacher, and he's a great guy. And he does. If you want to get offended, start watching some of his vids.
Yeah.
Hey guys. By the way, we're now into the podcast. Go ahead. I like our discussion. Continue, please.
Hey, guys, guess what?
What?
I bet you didn't notice about me, but November is my favorite month because cool stuff always happens in November. I don't know why. Yeah, talking
really?
About snow. Yeah, for real. November
Tell
is
us.
Just like, I don't know, it's like, I don't even remember now, but it's like for the past few Novembers, just good stuff keeps on happening. Like, I might find money or something like that. But it's always something good. I'm like, you know what that means, right?
Rapture.
Heck yeah. Fly away.
You know, come to think of it, I do love November. Because I love turkey and Thanksgiving, and Halloween's over, and I can't
Leftovers.
Stand Halloween.
Oh, I know.
I
no,
like,
except
I
like speaking of Osteen, the Osteens, you know, the
mm-hmm.
only, like, the only cards they have at Walmart are, like, that have to do with God are the Osteens. Like, they, like, Osteens just took over all of them. Like, nothing else with God, except for if it has to do with Osteens, it has their name on it or something like that. If you ever check it out, go to Walmart and check it out. It's the weirdest thing ever.
Walmart. That's funny.
Rapture rant.
Rapture rant.
Yeah.
Well, personally, I just, you know, you can rant all you want. I like the point that Crowder made. I like, you know, I hesitate to criticize because only God knows the heart. But it's okay to, you know, to look at things and to make, to see what, you know, to make an honest assessment of what you're seeing. That's good. That's biblical. That's using your mind and asking the Lord and stuff. But I just, you know, we'll find out, like, you know, what their motives were and if they're there, and I hope they are. God bless them, the Osteens. They're doing some stuff that I would be a little scared to do, but God knows the heart, so we'll just have to see what happens with them. But I like the point that Crowder made. So, and you can post that vid in chat if you want, Benster.
All right, I'll do that after the show.
Yeah, if anyone's interested. Everybody has a different job, you know, from the Lord, and we'll find out who was doing it for the wrong motive, because Jesus will be like, I didn't know you. But he did. Jesus did say, you know, whatever the motive is, you know, Christ is being preached. Or was it Jesus or one of the disciples? It's just whatever the motive, Christ is being preached, and that's all that matters. You know, in the end, God's going to separate all. But you know what? The gospel is getting preached to a certain target group of people through the Osteens, and God's responsible for each person's salvation and that. And so, you know, that's all I have to say. I wouldn't go to church, their church, but I don't go to anyone's church.
Yeah, me neither.
You know, so.
Me neither.
And I don't listen to anyone but God and folks at RCC that I know and love. And I listen to who God tells me to listen to, you know. So.
True that.
Yeah, we fine. But I like what Sarah said about November. I'm now that you know talk about it. I've always liked Novembers, and I've always liked Tuesdays. Tuesdays, the day in the week, has always been a really great day for me on Tuesdays. I guess because
awesome.
It's not Monday. Yeah, I've always
loved
Tuesdays for some reason.
So it's like, I've got the best of both worlds, because, like, Saturday is my favorite day, and it's Saturday, and it's November.
I think we're going today, too.
I have always liked November, too. Number one, it's my birthday. Number two, Thanksgiving, and I've always liked Tuesdays. Also, Juice, I think I was born on a Tuesday.
Wow, Tana. Tana was born on the 4th. Oh, my gosh. It is a Tuesday. It doesn't always fall on a Tuesday, either, huh, Tana?
Oh, no. It moves around.
Wow.
All I'm saying is this year I'm working at Walmart, and I hope we're out before Black Friday, because I don't – actually, I might stand at the door and just get trampled over, you know, so I get a quick ticket. But, yeah.
Yeah. You can
That's
ask
the only
people
thing I don't like about
you.
November.
Right.
Having everybody,
that's
like
true.
All these grandmothers getting pushed over, you know, because everybody wants to run in and go grab, like, the. And there was always a fight, like, two grown men fighting over Care Bear. And, you know, I always feel so bad for the old
TVs.
People that go there. Just, yeah, TVs too. And they're going in for their, I guess, grandchildren or people they're watching over or whatever, and they're by themselves. And everybody just pushes them over and runs right past them, and they're walking so slow. I feel like. You know, I feel so bad for them. You know, sometimes it's funny. Sometimes it just breaks my heart, you know? And, you know, it's just
That's
crazy.
So
and I don't like going. And now I have to go because, well, actually, I don't have to go. I think it was, we were all talking about, like, not showing up. I don't know if anybody's going. But, actually, I don't have to. I think I might just stay home that day. Because it is crazy. I'll just tell them I was just concerned about my, well, I just didn't want to go, you know. But anyway.
I bet you get paid more, though.
No, no, no. Heck, no, not these corporations. They don't care about you. You're just a spoke on the wheel, and that wheel's going over a freaking cliff, and they don't know it, you know? I hate that speech. Oh, you're just a spoke on the wheel. Well, guess what? That wheel isn't freaking going anywhere, you know? But
it's a rant. It is a rant. You know what I rant about? When I get a grilled cheese sandwich and all the cheese is not melted. There's still a piece of hard cheese.
I knew you were
going to
say something about cheese.
Yeah.
I knew you were going to say something about cheese.
I cannot stand that. Or I make
nachos.
With the
hard cheese on the side?
The cheese. What's that?
The hard cheese on the side?
That's not right. And then if you make nachos at home, because I love making homemade nachos, and then if you melt the cheese, but then it doesn't melt evenly, I don't like that either.
Yeah, and you pick up a chip and there's nothing on it.
Yeah, or the cheese, if you microwave the cheese, it nuked too much and got hard on the chip.
Oh, yeah.
I don't like that. It has to be perfect. It has to be perfectly melted. Jerry's here with us. Let me tell you who's here. We got Jerry. We got Tom Tom. We have Mama Pat Pat. We have 985 is Benster. We have Sura and Alana. You need to speak up. And we have Tana Baby. And Tana's working, I think. Keith dropped. I don't know what happened. That's who's on the line. I think Jerry has to. Jerry, did your daughter get in town? Did she get in town safely? Is she there?
Yeah, she did. She got in town. Hi, everybody.
Hi, Jerry.
they had their competition, which turns out it was many, many states in the central region of this competition, and her team, it's the first time they've ever gone, and they got third place, and they're going to nationals.
Wow.
And and it went really well.
Good.
Yeah, so that's in February, which we won't be here for, but anyway, it's great that they did well, and she, as a freshman, made some interesting, had some really good input, so everybody was very impressed. It was great.
That's so wonderful. And Jerry's daughter, the one he's talking about, she's 18, and she is very rapture-centric, guys. She's planning on leaving today in the air, right, Jerry?
Absolutely. Definitely.
Yeah. And she has a jackass crown, she told her dad, because she thought he was coming too. Huh.
Yeah.
Wait, tell them what God did where she felt him putting the crown on her head too, right, Jer?
Well, the way I found out was that I was explaining, you know, how you had told about it, and I didn't even remember all the details, but I had a lot on my mind that day, but she said, oh, I felt that. She said, yeah, it was like that. It was exactly like that. And she felt it on for quite a while, too. So it was awesome. I couldn't believe she was telling me that. I had no expectation of that whatsoever. But it's really good. Lord's really working with her and always has. And she's extremely talented, but this is an ethics thing, which is sort of organized by philosophy departments. And it's very much like kind of it's a debate. And it's very much like you might have with legal people, you know, it's like a debate competition. And it's for thinking and principles and what have you. Anyway, all the people that participate in this are like, you know, in law or philosophy, you know, things that are considered intellectual pursuits. She said it was really funny because she got up there and she said, they introduced themselves and they say what their major is. And she said, my major is performance music and my minor is entrepreneurial business. And she said it was hilarious. They all had very weird looks on their faces like, what are you doing here? But then she had some great comments and kind of blew them out of the water. It was awesome.
That's so cool.
She's really enjoying it. And I can tell how stimulated she is by it intellectually. You know, the way she approaches music, she's very challenging also. But so she's loving her classes and having a great time. But she still wants to be out of here. Totally.
That sounds amazing, too.
Totally.
Yeah. That's just wonderful. Isn't that encouraging?
Yeah.
I love that girl.
Yeah, she's... I have to say, all of our girls were very fortunate. They're headed in good directions. But they can see the state of the world, totally.
And the middle one, she's a CB. She already knows she's coming back.
Oh yeah, she's definitely one of the comeback kick butts. There's no doubt she can. She's totally ready for it.
Jerry's the dad of a 15-year-old, a 12-year-old, and an 18-year-old.
Girls.
All girls. You got all girls.
All girls.
That's stressful. Are you bald now for pulling your hair out?
Yeah, well, I keep my hands taped to my sides to prevent that. No, it's been pretty good.
My dad has all girls. He loves it.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
Yeah, it's just different.
Yeah, the difference.
Yeah, you just have to learn kind of how to roll and how they roll, and then
like
you're
a bunch of hair in the shower.
Yeah, it's not so bad. They do pretty well. I have to say, they really do. I mean, the hardest part are the younger years, you know, the middle school years. That's the hardest time.
And they don't have hair. They shave their hair. So, no, I'm kidding.
Yeah, right.
Sinead O'Connor.
Yeah. Yeah, I have nose rings and tattoos, and no, I don't.
No hawk.
Not that it would be bad if they did, everybody. Jesus has tattooed on his thigh. Jesus is King of Kings.
Well, I used to have four daughters. No, I didn't. But they do really, really well for themselves. And once you get them through the middle school years.
I think if we're here past November 5th, we should go get tattoos, everybody. What do you think?
Jackass tattoos. Could do that.
I want a tattoo. I'm going to get a tat. I'm going to go all out. Jesus will come if I say that, because he'll be like, don't do it.
Yeah, I might go homeless or something. Just lose my mind if we're here past November 5th. Just drop everything and walk. Just don't know where we're going. Just go.
Just keep walking.
Yeah, we can just straight up go Nebuchadnezzar.
Go Nebby.
I forgot that story.
Go Nebby.
What's that about?
We're gonna go Nebby.
The story of him.
Yeah. What about?
His kingdom was stripped away from him because he refused to honor God. And so he became insane, and he would eat the grass of the field and get rained on. And, like, he looked really terrible. Like, his fingernails grew like the bird's claws. And he was just crazy for 7 years. So I'm like, just go crazy.
Yeah, I always thought about that. But me and Tom and Roman were talking about Facebook chat today. We're going to be hippies in heaven because he was, like Tom was saying earlier, he was posting about those ponchos and stuff like that. And Roman was like, I like that one and stuff. You know, and everybody, he was talking about he wanted long hair and stuff. Like, we're all talking, we're just going to go up there and be like about everybody else who wants to join Cam. We'll just go up there and be a bunch of hippies in heaven.
Jesus was the coolest hippie of all. He's the one that started it all. People copying. They don't realize that Jesus is the coolest hippie ever.
Yep.
You know?
Yeah, I'm not really into the hippie stuff, but that's all cool. I'm into Jesus. I love my Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Mama Pat wanted to share some beautiful things with us. Mama Pat.
Yeah, I have Lana. Ilana, she's pretty good.
My love.
Jerry, you're going to get a kick out of the numbers on this one. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, the early hours of this morning, I heard a loud booming voice in my dream that said, what are the people of God crying out for? And then in unison, the people of God declared breakthrough. Then I saw the explosive word breakthrough appear, and everything changed. Everything shifted, and everything came into its heavenly order. Now, this is a good. Then, listen to these numbers. I then got up and walked into the kitchen. The oven clock showed 15:55, and the microwave showed 111. Went about my business and went back into the kitchen, and the oven clock showed 16:16. Well, I don't know what that means, but the other numbers. I sense the Spirit of God saying, breakthrough momentum is happening now. This is the third dream I have had about breakthrough in a week. The Lord is hearing the cries of his people, and breakthrough is here. It is time to declare the word of God to bring breakthrough. Do not give up. Stay aligned with him. You are in the midst of explosive breakthrough. There was also an emphasis in my dream on young people, youth and young people crying out to God for breakthrough. Now shall you see the breakthrough you are crying out for, and you should be positioned in your schools, your universities, your workplaces to see heaven invade earth and the supernatural manifest. He will show up. Young people, you are arising into a new level of influence and breakthrough. Breakthrough is exploding now. Trust in the faithfulness of God. Breakthrough is going to be enormous in the lives of his people as they keep standing in faith. There will be such overflow so others may be blessed by your breakthrough. The breakthrough is not just for you. It is for you to share the fruits of your breakthrough with others. So that was her message today. But she got 1555 on the oven clock. So I thought that was very interesting.
Wow. I saw that on the way to dinner tonight, at least the 3 5s, 555.
You saw that too?
Yeah, just tonight.
Saw it today too.
Wow.
And,
really?
For me, that means walking with God.
Yes. On the 5th.
Yeah. But also, you mentioned 111, and
yes,
of course, today is 111. And, or 11-1, either way.
Yes, right.
And
I don't know what 1616 is, but anyway.
I don't know, but I asked my daughter about numbers this evening, and she said 16.
Wow. 1616 is where the month 1616 Mockingbird Lane.
Hmm.
Wow.
Hmm. So stuff's happening. People are getting stuff. Oh my goodness.
I'm making another cat video for you guys. A private vid. I got another cat hat. So carry on. I'm making a vid. I'm putting it in. I got a bunch of cat hats. I'm bored.
Yeah. Oh my goodness.
So the question is, what would a jackass be doing with cat hats?
I'm a hybrid from heaven.
A donkey kitty.
Yeah, a dog cat.
A donkey
cat. Cat dog.
Cat dog. There you go.
A katonk.
No, katonk.
I like katonk. Katonk.
Oh my gosh.
They're ninja turtles. Why can't I be katonk? Come on.
That's true. Well, you are irradiated, so
you know what?
Possibilities are endless.
I thought that maybe Serp and Jared and Ben and Tom would be jealous of all of my Ninja Turtle paraphernalia. Did you guys see my video where I have a Ninja Turtle club? I have a Ninja Turtle sword. Did you see it?
I didn't see it yet.
I just made a video
of a duct tape praise report, and I had to use duct tape to fix the Ninja Turtles. I got them in the summer before we went to Disneyland. And it wasn't because my son is into Ninja Turtles. It was because they were cool swords. And then who would have known months later I would be into Ninja Turtles because you guys are turtles and I happen to have the club and the sword. Now I'm like, love it even more.
Yeah.
Anyway, this is just the way. You know what? This is only going downhill till he gets here. So hold on. I'm going to make a video. You guys carry on.
I saw while I was reading, I wanted to like check the time to see how long I was reading, you know, because like I could just sit there and read and time would just pass me by. Like I hit my phone to unlock it to see what time it was. It was 4:44 and I was like,
Then
later on I came by and I'm starting to go outside and, you know, just I guess it chilled for a little bit and I ended up coming outside. I'm like, wow, it's cold. So I went again. But when I was going outside, I passed by that that oven thing, and it said 555 on it. So I just want to throw that out there.
Awesome.
I thought it was interesting to see a repeating number like that sequentially, you know.
Mm-hmm.
444 and then see 555 right after that.
Every one of my days is filled with stuff like that. Constantly seeing repeating numbers of 444, 555, or 1111, or 1221, which is one I've mentioned several times. That's one of the longest ones for me, most frequently occurring. and was probably the very first one I really recognized besides the 1111, and it's just uncanny. It's like it's almost to the point where, or a number in 11411, 711, whatever. It's very weird how it's almost 234 or 123.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you know, it's not 235 or 124.
It's in order.
It's uncanny. It's really uncanny. It is really, truly to the point where I ignore it. The truth is,
yes.
I mean, I almost completely ignore it. You can't help but notice it, but I just... It's just commonplace. It's like just a part of my day, every day.
Yep.
And
mm-hmm.
I just got to the point where I was like, you know, for a while I was like, well, thank you, Lord, or whatever, you know, as I knew. To me, I just took them as encouragements. But all I know is whatever it is, you know, however you want to look at it, it's just my day is filled with them every day.
Yeah. Gotcha.
Yeah, maybe I should have suggested a different song other than that one that uploaded, because, like, it I'm on a phone, so usually I get a lower quality anyway, but it did turn out choppy and just, like, all kinds of messed up for me, too. But, like,
the song
I was singing
today. The song I
think I'm lovely.
Here's the weird thing.
I was listening to it on the computer at that time, and for me, it sounded fine.
It sounded fine.
Yeah.
It was pretty. I love it.
We're on phones, but like it does that with a lot of people's songs. Like, you know, Judy would try to be like, "Hey, let me play this song because you know it's like, you know, we're all in the praise and worship mood," and I'm like listening to the song and I'm starting to get into it. Then all of a sudden, here, and I'm like, "Ah,
right."
You know, it's like radio static or something.
No, it's fine. It was fine.
Yeah.
It was fine. It was very pretty.
I was really enjoying that song from Chris Tomlin. Y'all know it. I don't know the name of it. I think the name of it is Our God is Greater. I was really enjoying
it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Our God. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep.
It's an awesome song.
I was just basically enjoying my whole evening today, too. Like, I just, yeah. So I was like, I don't want to rant today because I'm too happy to be ranting. That's how I feel right now. It's like, screw all the bad stuff. Yeah.
Me
all this bad
too.
Girls are terrible anyway.
No, we got all of our ranting out. Like, the thing I said, like, the only thing that bugs me is cold cheese on a hot grilled cheese sandwich. Other than that, I'm good. For real.
I was afraid I'd have to come with a rant. I was thinking about one, and it's like, well, I better find out what's going on.
Oh, my God, you have to rant peer pressure, like you didn't even want to. That's horrible.
Well, I did. I just didn't have one right away, and I thought I'd better find out before I just called up and started ranting. I thought I'd better find out what the show.
I would have gotten so mad because I would have been able to tell if it was a phony rant, and that would have made me mad. Then I would have ranted about a phony rant.
Well, we'll just have to wait for another day, if there is one.
Yeah.
Right.
What are our rants in heaven going to be like?
Eight.
I think non-existent.
Non-existent.
Sir, did you make your Sarah's making an owl hat video, and then Michelle's making a funny video. So if you guys aren't in chat, you should come in and we're sharing. That's so cool. Hop in chat. We're sharing silly vids. I just made another one. I thought that my cat hats would make me happy, but it didn't work, so now I'm suicidal.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. But anyway, does anybody want to share anything or hear some music or just talk about them bears? What about them bears?
Well, I can't make an owl video right now as much as I want to because it's kind of hard with company. But I want to try and make it happen. Hopefully I won't get the chance to, if you know what I mean.
Yep.
Know what you mean. Oh, my gosh, Michelle just posted, her cat, her vid. Oh, my gosh, this is going to be so cute. Here we go. Wait, where is it? What?
She's trying to make me sign up to Google.
Hold on, all she did was do, what that, Michelle? That didn't work.
That's weird.
Her vid showed up as my vid. It's weird, huh? What, honey? Okay.
That's weird.